As we continue in worship, we are reading from the scriptures today, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear these words. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of all of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we come to you now and we give you thanks for this time of worship. We thank you for this community of faith that we walk with and learn from and support and encourage, love. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, welcome to the first Sunday of the new year. I got my new planner here ready to roll for 2025. It's kind of, you know, it's always fun to start filling in the days of things that are happening in the new year. It's pretty blank currently, but I'm sure it'll fill up. There's a few things in there already that are coming up soon. I'm a paper planner guy, and I also have my dashboard here. It tells me all the things I do throughout the week and need to do, and birthdays and anniversaries coming up, and appointments and meetings and all of that. And I even have a place here, daily tracker. And in my daily tracker, it says work out and eat healthy every day. That's my goal, right? It's in there. I try, I fail, but I try. Welcome to the first Sunday of the new year. Y'all have made it. Your New Year's resolution, you know, be in worship every week. You had 5 days to break this resolution and think about breaking it and figure out another idea of what you want to do, and you succeeded in being here. So awesome. We'll see you next week and the next 50-ish after that. This week is kind of the end of the Christmas season. We go back to our routines on Tuesday, maybe tomorrow teachers go back, Tuesday students will go back, and if parents were able to take a few days off of vacation, usually they'll go back to work this week. The ripple in the pond, and we took our Christmas tree down yesterday, maybe a little earlier than anticipated or usual, but it's in our front yard sitting there. It's a real one if anyone wants it. I'll send you my address. You can haul it off. And we packed everything up and put it back in the attic, and for at least another 250 to 330 days, depending on if you're a department store or if you're a church, things are kind of put away. During the holiday season, we experience the spirit of giving more than other time of the year. We see the human race more like God intended us to be at Christmas time. People are a little kinder and thoughtful and generous and maybe a little bit more considerate. There's something about the joy that we experience during Christmas. We watch people more prone to give a little to a cause or to another person. And this church did an amazing job of supporting families at Murchison Middle School and in many other ways. I think our Christmas Eve offering was somewhere around $3,000 that we've already kind of moving towards for our Zoe Empowers commitment for the year. So Christmas is kind of ending. We're going to take things down this week. And when you walk in next week, you won't see all the poinsettias. And if you want one, you can take that with you after church too. We'll take down all the decorations. So now what? Then what? We know that there's something more about Christmas than even these decorations and the warm, fuzzy feelings we get. But it's about this gift that we've received that has overwhelmed us with joy, and a joy that we can't just put in a box and put away in the attic. This morning we heard Matthew's account of the wise men journeying to Jerusalem in search for the child-born king of the Jews. And nobody really knows what country the wise men were from. And some commentators say they were from Arabia or Macedonia. Some say they were magicians. Some say they were astrologers. They were maybe folks who processed dreams. One of the earliest historians, Herodias, indicates that the wise men specialized in interpreting dreams. We see a couple of these ideas throughout this scripture, with them following the star as an astrologer or interpreting a dream that they should travel back by another road. We don't know. All of those are speculation. Scripture simply says they were wise men from the east, and it doesn't even say that there were three of them. I don't remember. There could have been more, there could have been less, but they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men went to ask about Jesus so that they could pay him homage, and Herod, meanwhile, was worried. He was worried about what all this meant for his kingship of Jerusalem, so he sent them out to find Jesus and report back to him. Matthew's gospel dwells on Herod's ruthlessness and paranoia concerning potential rivals, qualities that demonstrate him as cunning and cruel. And he sets up this kind of dichotomy of contrast of what it is for his kingship and the type of kingship that Jesus came to have. They were threatened by Jesus' birth and following, and it disturbed him. All of Jerusalem and chief priests and scribes. Herod was kind of power hungry, whose actions reeked of evil. We can't explain his actions or the actions of anybody else that acts in evil. We witnessed it once again this week in New Orleans, the evilness of people. But we know that wise men were sent out, and in a dream, the wise men learned that the homage that King Herod desired for Jesus was not true. In the midst of their journey, God spoke to them. As they were following the star, God spoke to them and met them, and they ended up finding Christ. God met the wise men where they were on their journey, but God didn't leave them there. He led them to where he wanted them to be. And through their obedience and commitment and faithfulness, they arrived at the place of hope, peace, joy, and love. The wise men were seeking, They were following the star and they opened themselves up to God's leading. You see, like the wise men, we too are to keep seeking Christ until we encounter him. We don't just try once and give up, but we keep knocking at the door and he answers. Maybe here in the beautiful sanctuary with a community of faith. Maybe in your work or school or at home or with your friends. God meets us. Maybe the wise men are like so many in the world that they found out that all the stuff in the world couldn't get them the joy they were seeking. Maybe they came to the realization that there wasn't enough stuff in the whole world to fill what they were searching for, and so they went seeking among the stars. And the search led them to Bethlehem. When they came before Jesus, they had perfect gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Two things here. They bring gifts, and they had different gifts. You see, God equips us with different gifts that can bring joy and that we can bring to glorify God. You know, I wish I could play a guitar or a keyboard or any musical instrument, but I can't. I can't even sing very well. I wish I was a good artist, but I'm not really that either. But I've been gifted other gifts of leadership, administration, service. If we all played music, it would be a joyous time, but we need different gifts throughout. And friends, you may think that your gift is small or worthless, but I invite you to give it to God anyway. Once the wise men found the Christ child, God wouldn't let them return the same way they came. For their safety and the safety of the Holy Family, God sent them home by another road. You see, once one encounters the newborn king, God, and offers their gifts to Christ, we look at the world differently. We're invited to travel the road less traveled. And despite our best efforts, we may not eliminate all divisiveness and rude and evil people. They seem to show up all the time. But our only choice, unless we want to give in or give up, is to live in the humility of Christ and with the spirit of goodness and peace and grace, to take the high road, to walk with people, to love them. The evil present in our world emphasizes the need for us to seek and listen to God and to follow Christ's example. This morning, we're invited to listen to God and follow the ways in which Christ meets us on the journey. As we start filling in our calendar, can you believe that on most Sundays, I still write worship? Like, really? Of course. But I still write it down. Beware, if we really open ourselves up to God, we might also be invited to travel another road. Those who follow Christ broke with the established norms. The seeking that Christ advocated was a radical departure from the status quo thinking. And so I invite you to listen to God, to be fed by God, to be touched by God, and to listen to one another. And I'm sure that even within this room, there are many different routes and experiences that have led you to the manger, to the home, to find Jesus lying in the manger. And all those routes and experiences are present and are real due to the prompting of God's grace that is at work in your life even before you knew it. Prompting our seeking, prompting our asking, prompting our finding of the Christ child present in today's world. You know, it's easy to get complacent once we find Christ. It's easy to do the same thing and to pull out the 2024 calendar and see what I did on today and, you know, to do the same thing over again. But Christ invites us to start the new year with a clean calendar, open to what he is calling us to do, calling us to be, that we might experience Christ anew as we travel on another road. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the ways in which you are at work in our life and in calling us and walking with us and asking us if where we might travel. How might we find you in today's world? Is it through a star? Is it through another person? Is it through service? Is it through study? Through worship? God, however we meet you this year, may you transform our lives, that we might be open to your Holy Spirit that calls us to be transformed and renewed in your love and grace each and every day. Every day. God, be with us as we go about ministry this year. Show us how we might best serve you in this community and in the world. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.